This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oakland A's baseball is just an hour away.
And that swung on it, hit to left center and hit well. Benintendi going back at the track, turning around. He'll look and watch it fly.
The skies went to center. Back is Buxton. Takes a look. Up it goes and gone.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24/7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access with Chris Townsend starts now.
It's a beautiful day for baseball, not only in the Pacific Northwest, but also here in the Bay Area. It's the A's and the Mariners coming your way. George Kirby on the mound for the M's. It's Pauly Wynn Day. Pauly Blackburn on the hill for your Athletics. We got you covered for the next few hours with A's baseball. Our buddy Shooty Babbitt, we're going to talk a lot about scouting. We're not talking about the A's, just scouting, the art of scouting coming up here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron. And Ken Korak is with us. Ken, how are you?
I am well, Mr. Townsend. How are you?
I am doing well. And, you know, talking to Shooty about scouting, this time of the year is so big. Why? Because we're getting ready for the draft. I mean, we're a month away from the trading deadline. Scouts are very valuable at this time.
There's a lot going on. Did he tell you that no league is bigger than this league, Chris?
He said that multiple times. He also said he's in the bushes and wouldn't tell us where he is.
That's great. No, it really is, and it's exciting time around baseball because the draft is on the 17th, right, on the Sunday in L.A., and then you have the All-Star game. And, you know, the Mariners are going to host the All-Star game next year up here at T-Mobile Park. But, yeah, you've got the trade deadline. And August 2nd, I guess, is officially the deadline this year, right, Chris? So, yeah, guys like Shooty are really busy this time of year.
Yeah, we are 1 month away from the trading deadline, and certain teams are going to be buyers, certain teams are going to be sellers, and I think for David Forrest, his phone is going to be ringing for the next month.
Yeah, for sure. We don't know what's going to happen, but you know, we keep looking at Frankie Montas and wondering if there might be a move there with the ball club. He's pitching so great, too, Chris, that I think every game that he pitches for the A's is a bonus. It was really a thrill to see a no-hitter in progress when he faced the Mariners on the last homestand, right? And, you know, tomorrow, Chris, you have the matchup, the rematch from that Thursday game at the Coliseum with Frankie against Robbie Ray. So, you know, you look back on that game with Montas, and it's almost like even in the second inning you were thinking he could throw a no-hitter that afternoon, and he took it for 7 2/3.
Are you telling me that the front office doesn't call you and ask for your opinion at this time of the year?
Well, you know, Chris, I think my phone will be off the hook for the next month or so.
Calling 1-800-KORAK, 1-800-KORAK,
exactly.
What should we do?
Yeah, I know. I mean, you're in a... It's really a tough position to be in because there's so much discussion about whether the A's are going to trade him or not. You and I have talked about this a lot, that he has persevered through all that. And if it's getting to him, we don't notice it because of the way he's pitched. So he's been able to compartmentalize everything so far this year, right? I mean, it's been, if not for the one loss record, you could make a case for Frankie in the All-Star game this year.
No doubt. And by the way, NBC wanted me to do a deep dive today on Julio Rodriguez. By the way, he's doing stuff that we haven't seen since Mike Trout, and he's doing Mariners stuff that Alex Rodriguez and Ken Griffey Jr. did when they were coming up. This is bad news for the A's, Ken.
Because they're going to face him for the next 10 years up here. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe even longer.
He also, we mentioned this last night, he's going to put people in the seats. I think every ball club would love to develop a guy, and he's only 21. Has a great personality. He's wonderful with the media and the community. Kind of an effervescent guy. He has all the tools. He's legitimately a five-tool player. And so he's the kind of guy you can kind of build things around, and especially when it comes to getting people to buy a ticket and come to the ballpark. And I think he's going to have that kind of an impact up here.
Yeah, from the kid to A-Rod, now to J-Rod. Great. Another one of these guys.
Exactly, yeah.
He's doing stuff that we haven't seen since Trout. That's all we need is another Trout in the division. All right, you have a great call. I'll talk to you after the game.
Okay, buddy.
Coming up next, he's the Super Scout, and he's been it for many, many years, and we're lucky to have him. The great Shooty Babbitt next, right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their Barrie locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe. Or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com. For all your building needs, Ashby Lumber.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Here are some easy tips to get the most out of a time of use rate plan. Number one, during peak times, get your dishes loaded and your clothes ready to wash or dry. Then wait until off-peak times to press the start button. Number two, run your AC during off-peak hours, then nudge it up to 78 degrees when peak hours begin. Number three, one of the easiest ways to conserve energy is by turning off appliances, televisions, and lights. To see more easy tips, visit pge.com/touinfo.
This is A's Total Access.
Shooty Babbitt, you see him on A's pre- and post-game live on NBC Sports California, but he's also the Super Scout for the Athletics. We had him on A's Cast Live, and we talked about evaluating players.
Well, for me as a scout, my job is to see it, project where it's going to be, and when I see players, I don't care what their reputation is, what they went in the draft, how much money they got, I'm going to like you, okay, until you make me not, because you're a professional, it's a reason. But in order for me to put my name on you, you're going to have to make me love you. There's a lot of times I'll walk away and I say, man, I like that guy, but he just wouldn't let me love him. He couldn't execute that breaking ball and two-strike count. He couldn't command his fastball. He seemed to be running from the bat. Even though I like the velo, I really don't like the fortitude. I'm going to go back and see this guy again. I'm going to go and talk to his pitching coach. I'm going to go talk to somebody that can give me some information about what this guy is made of. It goes to just more than sitting in the ballpark and just watching a guy play for 5 days and just going to report. You've got to do your homework. You've got to do your research. You've got to talk to people, especially if you love a guy. If I love a guy, oh, man, I might even go talk to the usher and see if he know anything about the guy, because if I put my name on him and I put a choir on that dude, I want to make sure that I've got all my T's crossed and my I's dotted for sure.
You're like Columbo. You're a private investigator.
Well, it's hard to be a private investigator and working undercover, because most of the time I walk into the yard, there ain't but one or two soul brothers in there. So, you know, it's hard for me to hide up in there, but they know what I'm after, and I hope the players do too. So I just want to see you perform.
Who usually gives you the best info about a player?
It all depends on what info that you're looking for. Sometimes you can find a disgruntled coach. Sometimes you could sit up in the stands. It used to be great because pitchers used to sit up in the stands and chart, and they used to give it all to you. Anything that you want to know about this guy.
That's so true.
you know, and that's like Jesus Lizardo when I first met him in Midland a few years back. I got a chance to sit back with him, man. And this dude, he checked every box, man. The look, the face, the attitude, the confidence. I mean, we saw what he could do on the mound. I was one of the guys who felt that he had a chance to be Johan Santana. I really did. But you know what? I just don't think that he was mature enough to handle the situation that he was in and understood where he was in his professional career. And I think that he let that pass him by. I really do. So it takes a lot. Tony, you're going to be wrong on some guys. But you know what? You just keep on going out there until you strike gold. And that's what I'm hoping to do when I'm out here in the bushes.
You know, I think about two guys recently that have been topics. You know, one was for us, Zach Greinke in Kansas City. And I'm thinking, here's this guy. He's got all the money in the world. There was a lot of question about whether he loves the game. And here Greinke is, still at his age, still wants to play. I applaud that. And then I think of Mark Appel, who was a failed number one first overall draft pick, never gave up and just made his debut with the Phillies. I mean, it's kind of like how long, how much heart a guy has, you just never know. But don't those kind of stories, seeing guys just want to play so bad, it's not about the money, it's just playing, doesn't that bring a smile to your face?
Well, you're talking about a bona fide pit bull when you're talking about Greinke, man. This dude, ever since he was in high school, he had the same disposition. He just wanted to straight up embarrass you, straight up take your manhood away from you if you give him an opportunity. Competitive, extraordinaire. Most of us, County, growing up playing, we didn't play for the money. We play for the love of the game. The money is just part of the game that has grown so expeditiously like it has now, is that it gets in the way of decisions made for young kids. When I was signing high school and college kids, I couldn't believe that I was getting turned down sometimes when I was going in the house with a certain amount of money, and they was going to tell me that they were going to, you know, state or somewhere. And here I'm trying to give you an opportunity to fill your dream by playing professional baseball. And they turned their head to that. That baffled me because I was a guy that you'd have thought I got drafted in the first round when the A's called my name in the 25th round. I had a sign to go to UCLA. I could care less. All my life I wanted to play professional baseball. And I don't regret one bit of, even though I know how valuable that college education would have been to me, I still wouldn't have changed one thing one bit, because that's what I dreamed of, and not all of us get an opportunity to do what we've always wanted to do in life.
Man, you got to the big league, Shooty.
Hey, man, ain't no league no bigger than that, Tony. It's, you know, the experience of playing in the big leagues, I mean, you know, they're talking about the faith of a mustard seed. I mean, here it is right here. But I'm more proud of the association that I've had with this organization for 40-something years, on the field, more off the field than on the field, and it's just the adoration and the love that has been shown my way. I would hope that it was because I was a good teammate and I was a guy that played hard and I gave the game everything that I had, and I never disrespected the game or the people around me. And you know, because there are some Hall of Fame guys, some guys that had great careers that can't get back in the game because of the way that they treated the people in the game. So I'm proud of it. I don't think the Oakland A's people know how thankful I am for the opportunity and what I'm doing right now, because I wouldn't want to be in any other place. So I do not take it for granted. I'm just hoping that 23-2 vote is enough to get that stadium built down in Oakland, because it's going to be a great, great, great venue and a blessing to all the people in the Bay Area.
To hear the entire interview, you go to athletics.com/A'sCast. Jessica Kleinschmidt next, right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And RingCentral's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. RingCentral. Message, video, phone, together.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Ah, hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures. No worries ahead, because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad. You know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Outside corner, ring him up. And Eaton can't believe it. Perfect pitch right on the black.
Breaking ball hit high in the air to left. It's deep. Back on it is Eaton. At the track, at the wall, and gone!
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
Jessica Kleinschmidt is with us, and it's great to have you back, Jessica. I know you've been doing a tour down in the minor leagues. Tell us, there's a lot of things going on there. How'd you like stuff like PitchCom and Pitch Clock and how it's working down there?
I don't hate it, Townie. Also good to hear from you. But, yeah, the first thing I noticed were some of these, you know, pitch rules where it'd be like an automatic ball. That thing I'm still trying to adjust to. It feels very slow pitch softball vibes with that aspect, but and I'm also not seeing a lot of emotions that we're used to, like remember like the Seth Brown situation ending on that ninth inning pitch where he got upset with the umpire. We're not seeing a lot of that because there's nobody to argue with, really, because they're automatic balls and strikes. But I will say the games are flying by. I think an average of 2 hours and maybe 40 minutes on the higher end, which is kind of cool. These nine-inning games are flying by. And now that I'm doing in the broadcast booth, it's a different mentality, and we're going by so quickly, but I am enjoying it. And the thing that's also interesting, Townie, is when these guys are down on rehab assignments, they don't get the pitch clock because it hasn't been implemented in the big leagues yet when they're doing those one-inning outings just to see how they're rehabbing from their injuries. But they do have to implement the automatic balls and strikes. So it's been a lot, but I actually don't hate most of them. I do think that there's going to need some adjusting done, but overall, I'm pretty pleased with it.
Very interesting. So the automated strike zone, how exactly does it work?
So there's two antennas, and this is at the Reno Aces ballpark, and they were up near us in the broadcasting booth. And what they're going to do is they're going to send a signal, usually a buzzer, down to the home plate umpire to give the call. But something that interesting that did happen with the Reno Aces recently was it stopped working. So they did have to go back to the regular old school of the umpires making those personal calls. So that was interesting, but they still had the pitch clock to make things go by faster. So it's just a relay of a buzzer, a message, if you will.
And everything that I've heard and you're saying it, I mean, as much as some fans want to say they hate the pitch clock, it just it makes the games that much faster.
Yeah, and even it's no different than anything else that's been implemented, Townie. The first thing that you're going to get when you get exposure to it, you're not going to like it. It's going to be weird. But once you get used to it and see that there's actually positives behind it, I actually looked at Zach Bayrudy, my broadcast partner. You guys know him from the Stockton Ports, of course. Now he's with the Reno Aces. He said that he actually got used to it. He does like the idea that we maybe have to adjust some things as it gets more and more down the experimental path and, of course, eventually in the bigs. But overall, I really do like it.
Are we going to have you back for 4th of July?
I wouldn't miss it for the world. How often do we get the 4th of July fireworks at the Coliseum? So I'll be there bright and early or late, depending on whatever. You know, I want to see a Matt Chapman home reunion, of course, so I'll definitely be there.
Great stuff. Continue the good work up in Reno, and we'll see you when you get back.
Sounds good, guys.
Jessica Kleinschmidt right here on A's Total Access. Up next, we're going around the minors with Vince Catronio right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
Red, white, blue, and baseball, too. You won't want to miss 4th of July fireworks after the A's game on July 4th.
And the pitch is swung on, hit the right field, hit deep. Whitefield going back at the track, over his head, and over the wall! Do you believe that?
Come see your A's take on the Toronto Blue Jays, then head down to the field to watch the post-game fireworks show. Tickets start at just $15. Find your seats at athletics.com. Don't miss the A's July 4th post-game fireworks show presented by 7-Up.
Who's feeling pretty good about the car they drive right now? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
I love my Honda CR-V.
I'd recommend a Honda to anybody.
Pricing? I mean, for what you get, it's amazing.
According to J.D. Power, Honda's the number one brand for residual value. New Hondas are arriving daily. See your NorCal Honda dealer today.
Based on J.D. Power USALG 36-month residual value forecast for 2022 mainstream models. For J.D. Power 2022 award info, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
Looking good, Mrs. Dubs.
The head groundskeeper at Thad's Golf Course just retired.
We need to find someone in the next 2 weeks. Someone with botany and management experience.
He needs a replacement because the greens are already looking a little rough.
Aeration. They need to know it all.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by interviewing on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
Time for another episode of Around the Minors. Jim Eppert is the A's minor league hitting coordinator. He's been with the club and in the organization since 2016. I know you've been to all levels, Jim, and a lot of folks, when they're following the A's right now on the major league level, are waiting for a guy like Shea Langeliers. He's got the most, seems like, publicity this year since coming over from the Atlanta organization. You've had a chance to see him a little bit. What are your thoughts about what's happening at Vegas with the A's young catcher?
Yeah, Shea is pretty impressive, and he's doing a great job not only behind the plate, but you know, with the bat. You know, he's a guy that I was I think the last time we talked, I told you I was a little bit worried about him coming out of spring training because I didn't really know him all that well. It just seemed like he was underneath the ball a lot and hit the ball in the air a lot, and he has cleaned that up, and he is doing a much better job of using the whole field and driving line drives, and has very good power as well.
I know every player is different, but is there a philosophy is the right word, or just a conversation about instruction about what the expectations are of players, no matter what level they're at, in terms of this is what the A's want to see you do, whether it's A, B, or C?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fair that we give them exactly, you know, what to work on and what we're looking for from an Oakland A's offensive player. You know, I think it's pretty obvious that we like guys that, you know, have low strikeout rates, high walk rates, and they get on base percentage. So, I mean, all of those things are very, very important. And, you know, we work on that from the Dominican all the way back up to, I mean, I'm sure Tommy and Crony are working on it in Oakland right now.
Jim, you look at the A's you know, top 30 prospects, if you will, and, you know, Tyler Soderstrom is right there at the top. He's been in the organization for a couple of years. He's still very young. He's playing at high A with Lansing. Got off to a little bit of a slow start, but then things started to turn around. He's playing more first base now than catching, and it seems like his swing is really starting to come together. What about the progress of Tyler? What are you seeing in his growth at the plate?
Yeah, this has been an interesting year for him because it's really his first time away from home because he grew up in near Stockton. So being away from home is something that's been new to him. But as far as the baseball was concerned, you know, it was very cold in April. I think he ended up hurting his thumb a little bit. April took a while to get over that, especially with the cold weather. And then, you know, he continues to work on trying to narrow the strike zone down. This guy's so talented. He has the ability to put the bat on just about anything. But, you know, as we know, as people who have been around the game for a long time, that you don't always put the ball in play very well if you do that. So he's continuing to work on trying to narrow the strike zone down. I talked to him just last week, and he continues to excel with two strikes. He's hitting over 300 with two strikes, and he's not doing very well. So I pointed that out to him, and, you know, he still wants to get on that first pitch a lot, which, you know, ultimately, when you become a major league player, you have to be able to do that. Otherwise, major league pitching will just throw that first pitch strike for you, and they know you're going to take it. But he's doing a very good job of, you know, hitting for power. His average looks pretty low right now, but it's been on the rise over the last 6 weeks. And, you know, he's dug himself such a deep hole. I don't know if he'll be able to get up to that 300 marker like he did last year, but I know he's trying.
Jim Epper joining us, the A's minor league hitting coordinator in our Around the Minors segment. And Jim, I know it's fairly run fairly. We talk about guys that are higher round picks or first round picks and trying to focus on their performances. One guy that the A's saw briefly in spring training, he came over, you know, as an extra guy, was Denzel Clark. And you saw him on the field and you go, wow, this guy looks like a big league player. I know he's got time to develop. He's a kid that's working his way up, you know, from low A up to high A now out of Northridge. What excites you about watching him perform offensively?
Yeah, he just made the jump up to Lansing, and I was fortunate to be there. He is a super athlete, great talent. He's not a great offensive baseball player yet, but defensively, he sure has picked the game up quickly. He's an above-average outfielder, above-average arm. He has great instincts out there. And, you know, he shows that same kind of aptitude on the bases as well. Offensively in the box, it's a little bit more challenging for him. But he's made a lot of progress. He's been in the organization now about a year, last year's draft. And he did a lot of things that, you know, I wasn't necessarily excited about. And slowly, as we've, you know, been able to build a relationship, we've been able to talk some things through and get him in a better position physically in the box, better hand placement in his stance. And, you know, he's still going to strike out a lot and he's going to make a lot of mistakes in the box. But, man, when it's right, I saw him hit a home run the other night. It went off at about 106 and went 450. So it was impressive, and he is as well. Not only is he impressive as a player, but as a person. He's a really great guy. He's a hard worker. He's always asking questions. I always enjoy being around Clarkie.
It's unfair, Jim, for us just to kind of, you know, cherry pick some names. There's so many more I would love to talk to you about, but time is of the essence. And Max Muncy is a kid that's basically learning how to play baseball every day. And he's learning what it's like to try to develop a routine. He's got 14 home runs at low A at Stockton. The OPS is over 800. What about the growth of a kid like Muncy who's trying to basically learn everything on a daily basis for the first time?
Yeah, he's like 19 years old and he's playing in his first full season. I mean, there's a lot going on. First time it is first time away from home. Yeah, there's a lot going on, but what a great kid. He just comes to work every day, loves to play baseball. And another guy that just asks a lot of questions and continues to try to get better in some way, shape, or form. And he does that. Defensively, I know he's struggled a little bit with some errors. But offensively, the average isn't quite where we'd like it. There's probably too many strikeouts right now. But he's showing some pretty impressive power. And he's also stayed at the top of that lineup the entire season. So he's a very impressive kid.
Jim, I appreciate the thoughts. As always, safe travels and look forward to seeing you at some point down the road.
My pleasure, Van. Anytime.
Jim Epper joining us, the A's minor league hitting coordinator in our Around the Minors segment. More of A's Total Access when we come back after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their burial locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe, or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Innovation is at the heart of Cal State East Bay, like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants, or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
School's out for summer, but if your business is running QuickBooks, you'll never get a break. Their manual processes and delays will leave you scrambling. Graduate to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. No matter how big your business grows, with NetSuite, you'll gain visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more, just like 93% of surveyed businesses who already graduated. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program, so head to netsuite.com/RBI.
And he swings and flies one to right. Deep in the corner, Marisnik giving chase at the wall. And out it goes for Jed Lowry.
A's Cast is your 24-7 destination for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend. Presented by Chevron.
Time now for the stat of the day brought to you by Mechanics Bank. Well, this Julio Rodriguez kid, I'm telling you, lights out. He's looking to become the second rookie in the wild card era, that's since 1994, to have 10 home runs and 20 stolen bases by the All-Star break. He's one stolen base away. Who's the only other rookie to do that in the wild card era? Yep, Mike Trout. The only other Mariner to ever do it. 10 dingers, 20 stolen bases by the All-Star break. He wasn't a rookie at the time, but I think you've heard of him too. His name, Alex Rodriguez. And then if you look at the start of a career, the first 78 games to the first 77 games, his numbers are pretty close to Ken Griffey Jr.'s, the Hall of Famer. This J-Rod kid is going to be a problem for a long time for everybody in the West and baseball. Time now for the injury report brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, reminding you to stay safe, stay positive, and stay healthy. Visit kp.org today. Jed Lowry had an MRI on the shoulder. Here's Mark Kotze.
Yeah, he did. It showed that he's got some fluid, and he did receive a cortisone injection. So obviously they'll let that, you know, take its effect, and he'll start back with his strengthening program, and I don't have a timeline in terms of return.
And how about Danny Jimenez is throwing a baseball?
Not to my knowledge, but I'll let you know when and if he starts baseball activities.
So he's not playing catch? Oh, boy. But when you get him back, now that Lou's throwing the ball better, can really help out the bullpen. Ryan Roland Smith from the Seattle Mariners, former pitcher, now broadcaster, joins us next. Right here, A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop, where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products, while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD, and follow along with @Topps. Visit Topps.com for more information.
This is A's Total Access.
You know, a lot of talk yesterday about what was going up, Bobby Bonilla Day, and now it's Max Scherzer getting that big deferred payment from the Washington Nationals. And we were talking about, hey, wasn't he one of those guys at the lockout? Scherzer, talk about how tough it is for players, and they're not getting paid. Now he's getting $15 million from a team he doesn't play for anymore. We talked to Ryan Roland-Smith of the Mariners. A lot of people have forgot about the lockout.
Yeah, it's interesting, and you know, I haven't thought about the lockout a lot, obviously because we've been getting a chance to play baseball, but going back to that time, you know, one of the biggest issues that they did not address was the, you know, they're talking about a salary floor or this tanking, yeah, you know, situation. They didn't even touch that. I think from the player's point of view, they wanted to, you know, essentially protect some of these younger players and everything else, but when you go from the outside looking in, look, I'm Australian, right? So I go back to Australia and I try and justify the lockout and why the players are upset, why the teams are upset. People are kind of scratching their head because professional athletes get paid a fraction of that back in Australia. Like, really? Like, are they really talking about delaying a season or not even having a season after you just had COVID? You just had a little 60-game season a couple years ago. Your fans are just like checking out left, right, and center. So I think going back to that and looking back in hindsight, it's like, guys, seriously? But on the flip side, from a player's point of view, they just got absolutely, you know, crushed when it comes to front offices manipulating like crazy to have the ability to cut out the 35-year-old plus player to all of a sudden go, oh, you know, it's a good business strategy to wave the white flag for 3 to 5 years and rebuild. So, you know, you look at a lot of those things, the whole thing, I haven't thought about lockout a lot until I joined you guys, but it's, I like the things in the rearview mirror. Still frustrated though, that the guys who are tanking, you know, for real, man, they had to fix that.
By the way, you're welcome. We brought you back. we brought you back to the lockout days. No, I agree with you. I was all in on that. Obviously, you've seen what our I mean, we'd be hypocrites if we didn't mention it. I mean, you look at what we're doing. But right. I was all in for a floor, and I go, listen, I don't know what goes on in these meetings. I understand everybody wants to have the freedom to make what Mike Trout makes, what Juan Soto is now going to make, Mookie Betts. I get all that, but the majority of you will never, ever, ever, ever see that. The majority of you won't even have careers that are 3 years long. And when you look at salary caps, when you look at salary caps in the other sports, football, basketball, and hockey, they have them. Why? Because it works. And a lot of players who aren't going to have longer careers would actually make more money for themselves if they were in a salary cap. But it's like the big name agents and the big name players, they're controlling everything. And I worry, Ryan, you think about the guys you mentioned, 35 plus, we're now acting guys like 33 32. We got Elvis Andrus, he's 33. People around here acting like he's about to be in a wheelchair. I'm really worried about all the players in their 30s. How about you?
Well, 100%. And you go back and okay, I understand. From a team's point of view, I understand the value in having a 22-year-old, you know, flush roster of young 22-year-olds. I get that. But again, if you value winning and you go back from every team that's gotten all the way to win that World Series, look at some of the X factors. Like, in other words, a lot of these teams, they live off analytics, right? They live off guys who have never played the game. And all of a sudden on paper, this player, that player, whatever numbers, blah, blah, blah. So they all kind of have that. It's like, okay, that's the 60% part of building a good team and a good year. What are those little X factors? And you go back from every year in the last 5 years, go and look at what was the difference. Those veteran players, I'm not trying to sound old school here, but some of those veteran players, when it comes to experience, when it comes to being in that moment before, when it comes to some of the human element, man, there is so much value in that. And I think that when, and again, this goes back to front offices that don't quite understand what it's like really to be in the trenches with guys, have that chemistry and that flow as the season goes on through 162 games. And so it worries me too. Yes, the game's getting younger. Is it getting better? I don't know. I love these guys, watching these guys who are, you know, a little bit older, who can stay in shape. Obviously, you know, Verlander's kind of proven that, 39 years old. It takes a little extra to be at that level at that age. I get that. I understand that. But at the same time, man, there is so much value in having some of those guys to fill your roster with different intangibles that you can't put down in analytics.
Well, one guy who's done a great job this year, and I'm being told you did a podcast with him today, we like to call him Polly Winday, Polly Blackburn, the way he's turned around his career. Promote the podcast, because you know we love some Paul Blackburn. Let's get some of our fans listening to your podcast.
Yeah, well, first of all, it is co-hosted, not this episode because he's out on a beach in Tampa, Florida, but Grant Balfour, Balfrage, yeah. He is my co-host. He is so good to listen to, and he's getting more and more comfortable diving into some stories. I had Dallas Braden a couple of weeks ago talking about you guys, the situation out in Oakland. He had such a good perspective from a kid who grew up in the Bay Area, and, you know, obviously in Stockton. And so it's really interesting because I do dive into everything that happened with the Oakland A's. But again, Grant Balfour is co-hosting. But today I got a chance to sit down with Paul Blackburn. Wow, what an amazing, amazing story. I asked him, I said, do you frame this as like a comeback or as a breakout year? And he didn't quite. He's like, man, that's a good question. I don't know.
Because
he talked about how he kind of got pushed to the side last year and all the things he went through mentally and everything else. And man, you look at him this year. I said to him, I said, dude, you need to be getting national recognition, which is hard when you're a West Coast team, as I know being with the Mariners and you guys know with the Oakland A's. The numbers he's putting up this year are insane. But he dived into it. It was so good, talking about a bunch of different stuff and everything else. So it's called the Top Step Podcast, basically the top step of the dugout. You go to thetopstep.com. You can check it out. A bunch of different episodes from Max Scherzer, who we were just talking about, Liam Hendricks, an ex Athletic and Dallas Braden. I'm just trying to throw some Oakland A's at you. Paul Blackburn coming up and everyone in between. Mitch Haniger as well. So bunch of different players on there jumping on.
Yeah, dig it. We'll have the entire interview up, athletics.com/A'scast. Coming up next, the hitting coach and Ken Korak right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than The Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's Last Dive Bar.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Now, you know, when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You gotta make mine spicy. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today.
Prices and participation may vary.
Hey, Ace fans, we've got a great deal for you. Get four tickets and parking for all Friday night games starting at just $39. Pick from great matchups, post-game fireworks and drone shows, giveaways, and more.
Outside corner, ring him up. And Eaton can't believe it.
Grab the crew and head to the Coliseum with friends and family any Friday night this season. Four tickets and parking starting at just $39 for the whole group. Tickets are available at athletics.com. That's athletics.com.
Progressive knows that most people don't get to experience making a game-winning touchdown or a walk-off home run. So we're going to talk to you like you did something great, so you can bask in the glory.
Sorry to bother you, but you're the one who bundled their home, auto, boat, and other vehicles with Progressive, right? I seriously still talk about that with my friends. How you saved all that money? Hey, you mind if I take a selfie with you? That would be amazing.
If you can't bask in sports glory, at least you can bask in the glory of saving money when you bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
Little overcast on this Saturday. Day baseball, the A's and the Mariners, game three of the series. They've split the first two, but as we talk to the A's hitting coach Tommy Everidge, the A's offense has really perked up, Tommy, with 23 hits in the first two games and four home runs. Those numbers have to bring a smile to your face.
Yeah, you know, I thought we were doing some things well in Kansas City and even New York, you know, being aggressive and, you know, kind of taking it to them, and it's carried over here, and, you know, it's been nice. I mean, there may be some missed opportunities, but the fact to have a lot of opportunities is very, very exciting.
Now, the middle leg of the trip was to New York to play the Yankees. That was your first time at Yankee Stadium. What was that like for you?
It was exciting. You know, you hear the stories and, you know, the tradition and the history, but to be a part of it, it was fun. I mean, whenever you get to play in an atmosphere where, you know, it's hostile, I just always think fun because, and I thought the boys did pretty good and we brought it to them. I know we had Tyon looked a little worried there for a while, but, you know, we had some good offensive things there.
Can you maybe quantify the experience and what that means to young players to be in New York? And you don't want to get swept, obviously, but to play on the big stage.
Yeah, I think it's good for them. I think almost any experience is good. You know, we were just in Fenway, and that kind of had more of a traditional vibe to it. In New York, it was like, whoa, we better go. Yeah. And, you know, and I think they responded well. I think we were in each game. We were competitive. And, yeah, you don't want to get swept, but some good things out there. No, we didn't seem to melt down.
Yeah, let's look at a couple of guys right now, because Sheldon Noisy and Nick Allen each have seven-game hitting streaks going into play today. What have you seen from those two guys recently?
You know, they both went down and they came back and they you know, they had just kind of cleaned some things up, shortened it, and gotten their confidence back. And, you know, it's an exciting thing when someone comes back, you know, like they do what's right, and got to give credit to those two guys. And, you know, they're helping spark our offense.
How much can it help going down, spending time in the minor leagues, Tommy, and maybe just not having the pressure of performing up here?
Well, I mean, you know, my first time dealing with it as a coach, you know, it's the guys have responded well, and you know, I think that's a testament to them. And yeah, maybe you just need a breather sometimes, you know, because you know, stuff is a little faster up here. It speeds up, you know, pressure. But for those guys to go down there, do what they did, and then come back and really start helping us is huge. And, you know, hoping that the same thing from Pache.
The success of Nick Allen, and he's come back in this stint, he's talked about trying to get on top of the ball. Now, how does that translate into success when he gets to the plate?
You know, it's like we've talked a lot about fastballs, you know, being ready to hit fastballs recently. And when they're saying on top, you know, it's like basically direct. Like, you know, and if you can own that high part of the zone with the fastball, you're tough to beat, because that same swing or that same timing allows you to see breaking balls better. And, you know, it just limits holes that pitchers can have on you, because if they can just throw a heater up here, you know, they will. And he's really shored that up. And, you know, that swing's short and it's direct right now.
What about Sean Murphy, your thoughts on him? He's about 280, hitting about 280 for his last 20 games.
yeah, you know, Murph made a commitment to himself, you know, slow things down, you know, do what's right, you know, and the results are really coming. And, you know, last night he had that four-hole RBI and then an oppo homer. I mean, anytime you see someone with the power like Murph has, learning to trust that he can hit it out opposite field, because he's going to pull the ball. I mean, he is. He's tremendous. It's a great sign.
When a guy goes opposite field, like you mentioned Murphy, and then Laureano hit two out on Thursday night out to right field here, what are they doing well when they have power the other way?
It just means they're really in a good hitting position. You know, they're able to be direct through it and drive it over there. You can't just kind of flick a ball out oppo, and so that means they're doing the right things, and it should show you your ability to, you know, use all fields, you know. And it's like, we don't want to get caught up only going over there, but if you're doing that, you're going to pull the ball right too.
What are your hopes for Christian Pache as he goes down to Triple A? And he played his first game last night for Vegas, went 1-for-3 with a walk.
Yeah, that was a good sign. Checked in on Pache, you know, seeing that he got hit in a walk. And, you know, the last 2 weeks, he seemed to really, you know, like come together, you know, everything we've talked about and his confidence too. I mean, he had 2 two-hit games. He lined out twice in New York, but like he had other at-bats where he had to move a runner, and he did it once, you know, on a ground out, and then another time he got rewarded for a hit. And just if he can keep going and build the confidence, kind of like what we talked about the other two, I hope to see him back here soon.
Okay, Townie, that's the A's hitting coach. That's Tommy Everidge, and we'll send things back over to you.
Well, it's interesting the next 2 days for the A's, because somebody's got to go to the All-Star game, and you got to think it's Paul Blackburn. But as Ken Korak said earlier, you look at Frankie Montas's numbers, you take out the win-loss record, he has been real good. Here's Mark Kotze on the subject.
I think, you know, in terms of what Frankie's done, you know, the record may not show how he's actually pitched. He's done a nice job. So both those guys are having great years and probably being talked about in conversation for that.
Little Motley Crue in the background. How about that up at T-Mobile? All right, coming up next, another good start right here. Could get Paul Blackburn in the All-Star game in Los Angeles. It's the A's. It's the Mariners next right here on A's Cast. I'll talk to you after the ball game.
You're home after a long day preparing dinner when...
Ew! What's that? It smells like rotten eggs.
That might be a natural gas leak.
It can't be. We don't have any natural gas appliances.
Even if you don't use natural gas, that rotten egg odor could be a sign of a leak in your neighborhood. Because gas lines can be buried anywhere.
Shut up.
No, speak up. If you ever suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, Deep Voice Narrator.
You're very welcome.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Claudia's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
I had just moved to a new city and barely even knew where the grocery store was yet. When my car wouldn't start one morning, I didn't know who to ask about local shops. But I remembered a name from back home, O'Reilly Auto Parts. I called and they pointed me to a great mechanic just down the street. Now I feel a little more at home.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly, cookies and milk, Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.